Looking at a map that says Region 1 Planning and Development Council Water and Sewer, GIS specialist Eric Combs paints a picture of the need for potable water in McDowell, Wyoming, Monroe, Summers, and Mercer counties.
There is a great need throughout the whole state, but it seems like there's a greater need, per se, in southern West Virginia.
Combs points to 58 water and sewer projects expected in the near to distant future for this area. One reoccurring challenge is replacing dated systems left behind by coal companies.
Community of Geary in McDowell County, that was put in by American Mine and Steel. So, U.S. Steel, rather. You're looking at 50s, 60s, and it hasn't been updated since.
That's one dated system that Jennifer Haas is familiar with. Haas, now the project manager for the West Virginia Water Research Institute, grew up in Geary and says during the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, her father maintained the Geary water system as an employee of U.S. Steel. Around that time, the company began to pull out and close mines in the area.
When they left, they turned it over to the city, and my dad ended up taking over operation, being the operator for them, for their water system and also the wastewater system. They eventually brought other folks on board for the wastewater side, so he stayed with the drinking water side until just a few years ago.
And that's a common story throughout the coal fields of West Virginia, but some communities didn't necessarily keep water operators. In neighboring Wyoming, County Clerk Mike Goode explains.
Back in the 30s and 40s when coal was booming, coal companies made these coal camps and they put in water systems for them. As the coal companies moved out, they abandoned those utilities and the citizens had to take them over. Those things, like everything else, they were worn out. And it just came to the fact that somebody had to do something.
Goode and other elected officials made it a priority to replace the coal camp water systems and is proud to share success stories about places like Copperston, Wyoming, and Glover, where it was the folks in the communities making the repairs and doing what had to be done to get water in their homes.
Glover, those people get out in the middle of the night, older people, you know, 70 and 80 years old, they're out digging up water lines trying to fix a leak. It ain't supposed to be that way in America.
Despite the struggle to maintain these dated, crumbling systems, throughout the region, it seems the communities left with coal company plumbing were the fortunate ones. Some places don't have systems at all, but they make do with what they have. Jennifer Halls paints the picture she saw at Coal Mountain.
Their source of water was a reused gasoline tank that set up on the hillside that collected water from spring, and then a series of garden hoses brought it down the hill basically to another storage tank that someone would go and add a few gallons of bleach to ever so often to disinfect it. But that was the water that was then distributed to the homes for people to use.
For those who might just be tuning in, we're not describing some undeveloped, impoverished country, but a community in the United States of America, not too far from the nation's capital. Haas says the Coal Mountain water system is pretty typical for the coalfield region. Not necessarily a gas tank, but...
You know, there's communities all over the country. Unfortunately, Appalachia is very heavily populated with these small communities that they may have a spring with a water hose coming down to the homes, or they go and collect in water jugs, or they'll go to the river and collect in water jugs. They use that water for toilet flushing, for rinsing or washing clothes, but as far as for cooking and drinking, they probably buy bottled water.
And residents are resourceful, resilient with these circumstances. For some folks, it's the abandoned coal mines that are often used for a source of drinking water, too. Like this one in Itmann in Wyoming County, where a pipe comes out of the side of the mountain on the side of the road. Folks often stop to fill up. County Circuit Clerk David Bug Stover grew up just a few miles from here in Pierpoint.
And they ran it from an old coal mine on one side of the mountain, under the railroad track, and across the creek, and then dug ditches and ran it to the house in Pierpoint. The system there, in fact, is much the same now. It's from a different coal mine, and the town actually owns the site of where the exit of that mine, and a little tiny site where they build a big tank, and all that water gravity feeds down to where the houses are, and it sometimes is treated and sometimes not, but it's water that comes there from a coal mine, and that's how they get water where I'm from.
Stover says it was truly a community system with its own set of challenges.
You go out and try to fix it. If you can't find the leak, sometimes my mom, one time I remember, didn't have water for 3 months. It can almost drive you to the edge of being insane for months. So as much as I felt, and I did feel, for the people in Charleston who were without water for a week, whatever, I know what it's like to go for months. And if you want water, you go somewhere and carry it out of the creek or out of a coal mine. That happens. It happens today. And it will continue to happen for a while.
So while pickup trucks hauling water was an unusual and perhaps unsettling sight in Charleston last year during the chemical spill, it's common and part of everyday life for folks in the coal fields.
They may haul around a great big tank in the back of a truck. What those people tend to do is drive to a place where water's coming out of the mountain, out of an old coal mine, and they'll simply back their truck up and either directly under the flow or run a pipe from it and fill that up. And then they'll have, you know, 300 or 400 gallons of water in the back of their truck. And they'll come up to their house and hook it in and run water till it's gone and go do the same thing. Still going on today.
I should also point out that while doing this report, I found folks proud of their independence and accepting of what they called the sacrifice of mountain living. After all, it's more expensive to install a system to reach residents on a mountain than it would be for a flat city. Others were impatient with what they called empty promises of access to public water. Still, for the self-proclaimed mountain men, they wouldn't have it any other way. Again, Wyoming County Clerk Mike Goode.
But you have people that are third or fourth generation that they've had to carry their water or use a well that's got a lot of iron in it or have a spring, and they don't know that there's a better life than that. And, I mean, it's healthy. It's better. It's healthier for you to have good city water. You know, it's treated and, you know, chlorine, it's sanitized and all that. I mean, it's got to be healthier.
But mountain springs and abandoned mines can be a good source of water. Some of the best water in the world, in fact, sometimes. Mark Glass with Downstream Strategy says folks still should just be cautious.
What you worry about there, I think, too, is the same thing you worry about if you're doing a surface water. You know, your groundwater needs to be protected in the same way. So what are the potential contamination conduits to that? You know, if you're in areas of mining, certainly there's lots of shafts and, you know, we hear all the talk about, you know, abandoned gas wells being potential conduits if there's surface spills and things like that. So they would still need to be under these same source water protection assessments. And then assessing all those potential conduits, the ways that this could become polluted in different scenarios, and then what you do about it.
For many folks in the coal fields today, in 2015, crumbling, sometimes abandoned coal industry water systems, mountain springs, streams, and store-bought bottled water. These are the options. And they can't live without water. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly.